Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus. I have two older dreams that the Lord has laid on my heart to bring to you today. I had already done videos on them. However, since I took down most of my videos because of the hack that I got, they are not on my YouTube channel anymore, and I believe that's why the Lord has prompted me to put them out there. Now, they are concerning Christmas time. The Lord has given me so many things about Christmas time. And I don't know, every year I wonder if this is the year that some of these things will be fulfilled, and specifically these two have not been fulfilled yet. And it talks about, they both are about war coming at Christmas time. They're very detailed. I'm going to read my notes, so bear with me. I hope it's not going to be too disjointed, but I feel it's important because I could see that this year is possibly a year where they might be fulfilled. I do not know, but like I said, I'm just being obedient to what has been laid on my heart to go ahead and share them. I'm not saying it's going to happen this Christmas. I do not know, but I'm going to go ahead and put out the warning anyway so we can be praying against it. All right, so the first one that I received, with this one, I was with a bunch of people. We were running a business, and apparently we got news that looked like we were going to war. The government was like poking at the bear. I believe the bear was like Russia, trying to get a war started. And so there were a group of us that decided that this looked imminent, and we decided to start praying together. So we started, this group of us started praying against this, what seemed to be an imminent war. Then the next scene, I was with, I don't know if it was the same people, but it was a lot of people in a very old house, and it was Christmas Day. And these people were trying to celebrate Christmas, even though we knew that the war was starting, and it had already started because we could hear planes outside. It reminded me kind of like World War II, when you would, you know, those movies you see with the planes flying overhead, and it was quite scary. I remember this dream so vividly, like it happened yesterday. And we left this one house. We found this bypass or tunnel from this one house, and it led us underground, and it led us to an old house underground. And at that point, the scene changed again, and there was a little girl who was with us, and she was so excited that it was Christmas Day. And so all of us felt it was important to make it really a nice day for her, despite the war that had just started. So we were trying to find some things to put up, like Christmas decorations, but we heard the muffled sounds of bombs dropping overhead, though we were underground, so we were safe. And then at the last scene, I saw a tank, an old tank, and I saw that it had it had weapons on it that I felt that we were to use to try to shoot down the planes that were flying overhead. So that was the last scene. All right, so this was definitely a dream about war. It felt very much like a World War II war, and it was at Christmas time. All right, let me go ahead and bring you the second one. Now, the second one I can go ahead and leave a link to, because this dream was posted in Z3 News. They often put my things up. And this was years ago, and they put this one up. So I will leave this link so you can read the whole detailed dream. It's very detailed. I don't want to get into the whole thing. But I do want to say that at this dream, I felt it happened in Europe. It felt like an old European city. I was in an actual theater, and I remember that I was going to be one of the actors on doing a play, and I was getting ready for it. And just before the play, I looked down and looked down from the first lobby of the theater, and I looked out of the window. There was a window to look down at the lobby, and I saw all these people. There was such a crowd of people. But as I was watching, I saw some soldiers that were mingling through the crowd, just kind of like secretly, just got a sense that they didn't want to be seen. They were on the outskirts of the lobby, and no one seemed to notice them in the crowd. And then when I saw them, I realized that something was about to happen. And I went and I informed my colleagues. I told them what I had just seen, and we decided not to do the play. We decided to leave the theater through the back door quickly and get out. And I felt this sense of, once again, I felt this sense of war, World War II. When we exited the door, there was a whole bunch of people, and it was Christmas time. And there were people, it was a big city, and there were people coming and going, like they were doing their Christmas shopping. And I noticed that all of a sudden, the lights started flickering. And at the same time, not were the lights just flickering on and off, I saw that there were now many, many armed soldiers, and they were all around the city, all around the city. So that was the first thing I noticed when I came out of the theater, the lights flickering and the armed soldiers everywhere. In the next scene, I hear a large noise from the sky, and I see, once again, like my other dream, this time instead of hearing the airplanes, I actually saw a silhouette in it, because it was kind of dark by this time, military airplanes flying low right over my head. At this point, everybody stopped. The whole crowd stopped in horror, and they all looked up to see what was going on. Now, this is where it gets really strange. All of a sudden, I then see something really strange, brothers and sisters. I see a huge rolled up white scroll in the sky, and it was like larger than any airplane. It was huge. It almost looked like it filled up half of the sky. It looked like it, I said in my blog here, it looked like a scroll from the Ancient of Days, and it looked supernatural. It was brilliant white against the blue black sky. As I watched this scroll, and I'll spell it for you if it's not coming through clearly. It's S-C-R-O-L-L. I watched this scroll in disbelief, wondering what was happening. And then I noticed that it was coming down, and it seemed to be coming down right towards me. And before I could even move, it seemed to come down, and it swiped the side of my leg. And I felt this really strange tingling sensation on my leg and my whole side. And it felt like my whole side, my leg, was starting to evaporate or something. And I knew that at this point I was about to die. And I woke up in panic. So that was the end of this dream. So this dream, once again, reveals that there is some kind of war coming. In this dream, it seems like it was starting possibly in Europe. I wasn't 100% sure, but it looked like an old city in Europe. The scroll part was the part that was really interesting. If you look at the sixth seal in Revelation 6, it talks like that the sky is split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up. So I don't know what exactly that means. I don't know if this is part of the seal's opening, the scroll's opening. Maybe the appearance of the scroll in my dream could mean that the next war will be something that precedes or is part of the breaking of the sixth seal. That I don't know. All right, brothers and sisters, so like I said, I'm just being obedient to bringing this to you. I am not saying that this is going to happen this Christmas, but I still need to put this out there as a warning. And I'm going to read to you, I'm going to end with 1 Thessalonians 5:3. It says, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape."